Yeah, we're going to find out what's going into the old Andres building and introduce our guest. Hi, Rihanna. How are you?
Hi, Dennis. I'm good. Thanks.
Cooney Farm to Folk. You'd usually be up early. You're just down the street from us. But so you're moving that direction?
We are moving. We are hoping to have everything up and going and to start up in the beginning of May, if all goes well.
How is that building shaping up? I go by there. They're even changing the shape of it, the old Andres building.
They're changing it. They've had to do a lot of renovations. It is a company called Low Tech. They bought the building. They approached us last year. They're environmentalists, and they said that they think that we would complement the building being in the whole bottom floor. And we sat down and had a chat about it, and we figured it was time for us to expand.
Oh, Cooney Farm to Folk will take up the whole...
the whole bottom part, yeah.
Oh, gosh, good for you.
Yeah, so it's going to be a coffee shop, a bakery, a deli, and our market. And it's going to be focused on local.
Was that part of your vision to become that big then?
Not in the beginning. I mean, we started out in our living room, and then we went to a little place by Safeway, which we called it the deep, dank basement. There was a lot of stairs, and it was basically just for online orders. And then we ran out of space very quickly and then moved to the place just down the street from you. And we've been there for almost 3 years now. So, yeah, it was time.
This is like card tricks on the radio here to try and explain what a building looks like when you don't have a visual. But if someone were to think about walking in that location, when it was Andres Electronics, how will it work then? You'll still be walking in from the front Kootenai Street entrance?
So there will be two entries to it. So on the south side, we have a roll top door, like a fire hall door, which will open up in the summer, and we'll have seating out in the summer on the sidewalk. And then we will have seating inside all year round. But there is the entrance on the east side, which you can also come through. So it's a very nice transition. When you walk in, you'll be able to come in, shop, and go, in and out through two different entrances. So, yeah.
Boy, what a great vision that is. Is that your design then too?
It is a collaboration of many, many people. We have Crystal, who used to be the one of the owners of Soul Food. She's on board with us, and she's our project manager, and she's helping us out with a lot of things and sort of organizing. And it's a large, large project, and we have a lot of local people on board.
I know when you leave the studio today, we're probably going to get calls about, are you hiring anybody? Will you need a bigger staff, or you'll just start in May and do it?
Not too much. We definitely will need more staff. We do have a lot of resumes already coming in, because the word has been sort of coming out in town, and everybody is asking what we're doing, if we're closing down, because we have a for lease sign in the window of our current shop. So the word has come out, but I'm very happy to do this on air so that people know exactly what's going on.
When you look in your existing building, and then you're going to space out, as you've just explained to us here, what will be the most noticeable expanded section of your store then?
Our produce section, actually. We have purchased way better equipment so that we are able to do like less waste, less plastic, all that kind of stuff, because right now we don't have the proper equipment because we just started off with nothing, right? So it's been quite the growth, but we want to grow even more and be more aware of the environment and all that kind of stuff. So
boy, another one of these people keeping busy with COVID going on, but that's going to help with physical distancing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, with COVID, I mean, we had specialized in doing home delivery, and when COVID hit, we said home delivery is free for everybody. We put everything online, and we were super busy during COVID. We had to shut down the store because we couldn't do both. We couldn't do the store and orders at the same time.
Kootenai Farm to Folk, gosh, that's got to be, you're five times bigger, maybe more.
Yes, more. Yeah. So we are very excited for the future, because we're going to be working with a lot of local businesses to sort of collaborate to make the Farm to Folk local. Like, we want to make sure that we are supporting as many people as we can and building up their business as well.
And room to do so. So the logistics people, have that right? Logistics?
Low Tech.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The Low Tech people will have offices above
upstairs.
You?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to look nice in there.
It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very modern, but, it's Kootenai Farm to Folk. We have our little quirks and our little touches that we're going to be putting in there. It's going to be very, very cozy, very welcoming.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Do you know what I'm thinking of right now? Do you know the old Super Value building in Nelson?
Yes.
Have you been in there?
No.
This is what I'm visualizing, just from what you present and what, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like high-end local food and
veggies. Well, there's the Kootenai Co-op is what kind of gave us the idea. We've talked to the owner of Kootenai Co-op and got some ideas.
In Nelson,
yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
And we love it. You know, we're going to have a huge deli with rotisserie chickens and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's going to be neat. And it's going to have local chickens from Creston. So, yeah.
Thank you for the explanation. Is there any other word you want to get out while we've got you?
We want to let everyone know that our current store will be closed April 1st. We will be opening one day a week just to get rid of or to sell off the excess stuff, because we have weekly box subscriptions. We still do, and we do have a promotion for February if anyone wants to know and check it out on our website. But for free home delivery for Cranbrook, Sparwood, and Fernie. But we will be continuing on with those in that time. But we will be closed for the majority of the time for April, so that we can get ready for our beginning of May opening.
So March, April is all focused on getting over and getting ready.
Yes.
Gee, good luck with it.
Thank you.
I think it's going to add a whole lot.
Absolutely. And I want to add a section for our business as nonprofit to get fresh food to the women's shelter and to the food bank and to the Salvation Army. It's always been my passion since the beginning of this to do the kids' food hampers and to do women's shelter hampers. So this will allow me, it'll open a lot more doors for me as well.
Thank you for the good description and getting up early to do this, Rihanna.
No problem.
Thank you. Kootenai Farm to Folk will be making the move from, well, just up the street from us here over to the former Andre's Electronics location on Kootenai Street.